Welcome to another exciting episode of the Totally Not Hungover, the official podcast. We have the same four hosts. Two of them are slightly hungover, and we're joined today by celebrity guest. You know him from YouTube, ProZD, real name Sungwon.
Yo.
How's it going?
It's going good. What happened last night?
Oh, Halloween celebration. Andrew and I went out as sexy nuns.
Ooh, okay.
The sexiest of nuns.
Yeah.
You got pics for that? Are there pics out there?
Oh, baby.
You're more than welcome to check the Snapchat story. It kind of devolves into chaos with Andrew face down on my carpet telling jokes about dick butts or something.
Nice. That is completely correct. None of that is sensationalized.
Do you have any of the jokes left over?
I mean, I could tell the same joke. It was just a joke that came to my mind.
Yeah, come on.
Reenact it. Lay on the floor again.
Just imagine as I'm screaming this, I'm rolling around on the floor and becoming more and more... Well, I'm becoming more and more frantic and making sure that Charlie knows that if I'm caught in a saw trap, he'll rescue me. Because I had to make sure he would do that like three or four times before I started telling the joke. Grandpa and this kid are hanging out on a fishing trip. And the grandpa starts eating cookies. And the little kid says, "Can I have some cookies, Grandpa?" And he says, "Can your dick touch your butt?" And the kid says, "No." And he says, "No, you can't end up eating cookies." And then the next year, they go back on the fishing trip. And the grandpa starts drinking some whiskey. And the kid says, "Can I have some whiskey, Grandpa?" And the grandpa says, "Can your dick touch your butt?" And the kid says, "Why, yes. Yes, it can." And the grandpa says, "Then go fuck yourself. This is my whiskey."
That's a classic.
That is a classic. It's very good.
It's the nude board burgers.
Now imagine me screaming that from the floor.
While dressed as a nun?
Exactly. Yes, actually. I had lost my shirt by that point, though.
Yeah.
So a shirtless, sexy nun.
You haven't heard the best one yet.
Okay. Hit me.
Oh, we're starting this early.
We haven't done this in like 10 weeks. Later?
Were these the...
Well,
yeah. These are like the aces in the hole right now.
You're blowing. You're showing your hand right now. Okay.
We haven't done this in like 10 episodes, so you're lucky. You're the lucky one.
We're trying to get some of our audience back, so this is what we do.
Did something happen? Is something...
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Stuff. Can any of us speak today without slurring mercilessly?
Charlie? I guess
if I'm taking the center stage here. So this is a true story, Sungwon.
Sure.
I imagine you're a man who can appreciate some top shelf comedy. It's a thinking man's joke, so strap yourself in.
Okay.
This was about a year ago now, and it's still fresh in my mind. It's one of those things you can't forget. I was driving down I-4, which is a popular roadway here in my neck of the woods in Florida. It's a pretty shitty road by all definitions. It's not a good road. There's not a whole lot on it except just pure chaos and hooligans. And I was driving down this road with my girlfriend, and I saw a sign for a restaurant, an innocent-looking restaurant, called Boardwalk Burgers. Wholesome burger joint, homeless people throwing some patties on the foremans. Just really a good time, you know what I'm saying, Sungwon?
Right.
And I saw this sign, and I said, "Boardwalk Burgers, more like board burgers, because the burgers aren't having any fun."
Mmm. Oh, is that... That's the joke.
That's it. You made it all the way through.
Okay. So this is the top material, then.
The punchline is all the way over his head, Charlie.
It's all downhill from here. It is. Okay.
Yep.
This is what our scientists came to the conclusion of as the best joke. Our scriptwriters.
So can I duck out now, or do we gotta stick it through the whole?
Just give us some stock yes and no responses, and we'll edit you into the rest of the podcast.
Yeah. Okay, I'll just give you some yeses, some nos, and varying pitches.
So I know you're a good voice actor. You could pretend to be anybody else right now. Lie about it. If you do the voice of, like, I don't know, some big YouTuber, we'd be fucked. Can you pretend to be
there's a lot
Andrew
of responsibility
Tate?
That comes with that.
If you really wanted to fuck us, you could do that.
Andrew
Tate.
That'd
be a really great joke.
Who's Andrew Tate?
I haven't heard that name in a long while.
Yeah, it's been a whole, week? Oof, better days.
Let's go ahead and shift gears and talk about the important stuff. So, Sungwon,
sure.
How does it feel to be the world's or YouTube's premier voice actor? Because, at least in my opinion, a lot of voice actors have channels on here, but none of them have quite reached what yours has. And you're a very talented voice actor. So, Kind of just give us how it feels to be the best and on top.
Well, I mean, I appreciate that, but I mean, obviously, I fucking fell into this like YouTube shit on accident. Like, it was never a goal of mine by any means. It just sort of fell into my lap, and I was like, "Fuck it, all right, well, go."
How does that happen?
I mean, I was on Vine, and I guess my sort of audience grew from there because people recognized
my condolences.
Oh yeah, right. Yeah, fucking rip. But you know, it was never like a career. I mean, voice acting has always been kind of like the passion. And I've gotten to do some voiceover, and I'm very grateful for it. But yeah, Vine sort of grew my audience, and then when that died, I managed to make the leap, I guess, to YouTube because I was like, well, fuck it, let's just, you know, put. Nothing's stopping me from making shit on there, so.
Yeah, does YouTube, like, kind of have the same audience there where viral videos succeed, like short viral videos, or would you say that there's more of, like, a focus on these long 20-minute vlogs?
Can you tell Jordan to stop using the circular saw in the background?
Oh my god, it's the washing machine here. Just give me a second.
Jackson needs to get out of the washing machine now.
Should I wait for that, or should I go ahead and answer
yes,
the question?
No. Wait and shame him with your silence.
God, this fucking amateur
I cannot believe
hour
it, Sung Won. No, this motherfucker, he was absent in one of our episodes. Can you believe that?
Yeah, for real.
48 episodes now, including this one, and he was absent for one of them.
Stuck in that goddamn washing machine.
My apologies. All right, so where were we?
Unreal.
Did you give an answer?
Said he was about to leave and he hates you.
He gave probably the best answer we've ever had from a guest.
And I'm not repeating it. Yeah, that's...
Yeah.
You get one and done for me. Yeah.
I miss out on everything. This washing machine's just a curse.
Anyway, answering your question, I mean, you know, obviously, YouTube's... you know, dog shit, and like they definitely, you know, promote a sort of long form videos. You know, I'm like the worst.
It's the same reason as to why like animators lost their job basically
exactly.
on YouTube.
Right. Yeah. It's like the worst. Oh, go ahead. Sorry.
No. You go ahead. You're the expert on the matter.
Oh, I'm about to say I'm not the expert on the matter because, like, you know, I'm the last fucking person you should ask about. Like, oh, what's the proper upload time and the upload length? Like, all that analytics.
I don't think anyone knows that.
That's true.
I mean, YouTube knows that really
because YouTube has no fucking transparency about how it works.
We kind of do know now. YouTube fucks everybody equally. We do know that
yeah.
now because you guys
not Jimmy Fallon. No, not Jimmy
exactly.
Fallon.
Well, no, that's what I'm saying though. Remember how Casey Neistat or whatever his name is, the puckered butt hobo looking guy? Yeah, he made a video. He wanted to. All he wanted to do was donate money from the advertising revenue to the victims of the Las Vegas shooting, and he made a video about it. And he saw it was demonetized, so he tweeted at YouTube asking why the fuck it was demonetized. Like, you know, you'd figure that YouTube would be happy about monetizing a charity video. And they told him, nah, can't do that. It's about a tragedy. We cannot monetize a video about a tragedy. But Jimmy Fallon did. His video was monetized. Was it Fallon or Kimmel?
Kimmel, but... They're the same
Jimmy
anyway.
Yeah, that
asshole. Yeah, the same person.
Yeah. He went up Jimmy Fallon, if you're watching, we don't mean to drag your name in the mud. But Jimmy Kimmel, go fuck yourself.
Yeah,
and you're
Jimmy
welcome
Fallon
to come on the
go fuck himself, too. I don't really... I'm not particularly
his word's
partial
not ours.
To Jimmy
equal
Fallon.
Equal representation. Fuck yourself,
any
too, Jimmy's
Jimmy out
Fallon.
There.
Well,
fuck you, Jimmy.
Either way, so Kimmel goes on his show and, you know, calls all of us Nazis.
Wait, which Kimmel?
Jimmy Kimmel. The one with the show. Not your friend Jimmy Kimmel, apparently. And, you know, YouTube admits it to some lawyer guy. I don't even know who that guy is. Some video calls himself the video game lawyer. And they say, yes, we give certain partners a pass.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
They're not even monitored by us. And apparently Jimmy Kimmel... Jimmy Kimmel, JK, he's one of them. So if even Casey Neistat, you know, YouTube's number one lapdog, is there anybody deeper... in YouTube's asshole than Casey right now? I don't think so, right? And if even he doesn't get a pass, then who would?
Yeah, well, YouTube's a, you know, it's a cold corporate machine, and I think people don't you know, they don't, when they want to, people who are like, I want to be a YouTuber, how do I be a YouTuber? I'm like, don't fucking be, don't do it. It's like the most thankless, like, I mean, I'm very grateful. I'm grateful for what I've been managing to do, but in terms of like the actual site and like how it treats the people on it, oh, it's a cold, mm-hmm. cold machine.
Yeah.
And so
thinking of the logistics of it, though, there's so many popular YouTubers and such that I could imagine it would be really difficult to manage from a like a business perspective. But at the same time, at least fucking try. Mm-hmm. You know, they don't even try. There's no communication on their end usually.
Right.
It's I don't know. Yeah, it's just very inorganic.
Yeah,
I mean, part of the
what we all used to think was is that they at least try with the big ones, you know, they give the big ones a pass or something. But
it's not what PewDiePie said.
Exactly. PewDiePie, he's also, you know, they don't like him. But if even somebody like Neistat, who plays by the rules, he's basically their puppy, tight in the backyard, eating their scraps, like just, you know, rolling over when they say roll over, sit boy, good boy, and even he gets fucked over by them.
Jesus, who's this Casey Neistat? What do you got a grudge against him or something? I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
I know the
big
name.
Time grudge.
Okay, someone, boyfriend.
I'll happily tell you about him. He's this
beat
up crackhead hobo looking guy whose mouth looks like sort of an asshole after a, you know, Carolina Reaper assault. And all this guy does is make videos about himself skateboarding through the city, and then he advertises whatever product to use in the video. And he's one of YouTube's biggest creators.
And so he's welcome to come on the podcast.
So when somebody iDubbbz gets like 10 million views, he's not trending on YouTube. He doesn't get to trend. Neither does PewDiePie or any of the other YouTubers who's,
that's
you know,
not true.
Yeah, it is. He wasn't
iDubbbz
trending.
Was trending. He was number one trending just the other week with his newest content cut.
No, he wasn't.
No,
he was.
It never trended.
It was on my end. I guess, is the trending thing geographical?
It changes by... Yeah, it is geographical. He was not trending.
Well, he was definitely trending here. So
that's the thing that they were...
Really?
Okay, well, he was trending with like 0% of the audience. That's great. You Australians, that's awesome. But what people care about is this shit trending in America? And he wasn't. You know, that's one of the things people pointed out is he never trends. Because, you know, YouTube doesn't like people like him or PewDiePie because of their politics. But then somebody like Casey Neistat, who has 200,000 views, which is nothing other than him sitting in this weird studio that I assume he broke into and killed the owner of and raped his wife of, he somehow gets trending every single fucking time in every single video. Yet even he gets, you know, blacklisted by them, I guess, if he has the wrong type of video. Even he isn't good with them.
I mean, the system's rigged in a perpetual upward spiral. The things that are popular and get popular are always promoted as popular to get more popular. There's never
anyway.
New people.
Whoa! All right, someone.
Yeah.
How did you fall into YouTube?
Okay. Just trying to rein it in.
Yeah. Let's not go on a 30-minute YouTube rant. Let's.
Sure. Oh, I'm happy.
All right. Let's go on a 29-minute YouTube
game for
rant.
Tell me this.
I guess
someone,
I'll answer your question.
Did you like Vine more or YouTube?
There we go. I mean, YouTube would let me basically do it as a job. I didn't make shit off Vine. Vine was the thing about Vine was there's no real way to monetize it. So
I can't imagine.
It was just like,
because you can't play ads on like a 2-second video, can you really?
You know, I think if they had like used their brains, there might have been a way to do it. Like, I don't know, ads on the side or something. But Twitter basically
down the bottom, like those game apps and shit like that, where they've got ads down the bottom.
Sure, like, you know, Twitter basically bought Vine and were just like, I don't know what the fuck to do with it, and they just killed it.
Does Twitter make money? I don't think Twitter makes money either. I think that's like YouTube.
They've never been profitable.
Yeah, the owner had to lie about their statistics about how many users they have. They recently purged a bunch of fake accounts, they say, but yeah, no, they've been fudging the numbers a lot, yeah. He's been caught lying to investors and all that. So they're certainly not, you know, rolling in dough, let's say. The owner is, but Twitter itself, the company, it certainly isn't.
Yeah. Are you rolling into someone?
Oh, yeah. Let me give you the exact numbers. I'll just spell it out for everybody. But
if everyone got a copy of the spreadsheet.
Yeah. I got an Excel
slideshow.
Yeah.
Nice earnings PowerPoint.
I guess how I found YouTube was just, I don't know, like how anyone does, I guess. I mean, I've had it for since like high school, but it didn't do it. It didn't even take off until like, I would say the like end of last year was when it like I could like start doing it as a job, basically. But before that, it was just, and it actually still is, just whatever I feel like putting up, like, just funny things I like to do, or you know, shit I like to talk about. And then
that's a good way to approach it.
Yeah, I mean, I guess my rule of thumb has always been, just make shit you like, because I don't want to be fucking miserable. Because you know, some people, and not all of them, but I you can tell some YouTubers like feel stuck.
Faking it.
Not faking it. Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, some of them are faking it, but some of them feel stuck, you know, like they have to make.
You're being so generous.
A lot of them are probably feeling a little stuck, like I gotta stick with their audience. I do not do that, probably to a fault, probably to my like misfortune, but I don't know. I just, otherwise I probably would have quit a while ago.
Wait, what do you mean? You think you could make more like money, or
if I did like fucking I don't even know what the screen
Minecraft videos.
No. The shit? I don't even know what it's fucking called.
Green screen.
No, like the video picture.
Cam whoring.
The like clickbaity little like
thumbnails.
Yeah.
There we go.
That's how little I know about this shit. Like I don't even know the name of it offhand, but yeah.
One of those mosaics at the beginning.
Right, yeah.
Do you have an intro? Do you have like a little animation where dubstep music plays and then your name flies in and does 30 spins or something?
For a 20-second tutorial, you have a 15-second animation.
My favorite shit is when it's like a fucking uploaded like old cartoon intro and it's like, presented by Todd B46. And it's like, you didn't make this, Todd, you little piece of garbage.
Fucking Todd.
Yeah.
No, you say that, but Todd. Without Todd, you wouldn't be watching it on YouTube.
That's true.
You'd have to pay for some stupid DVD on Amazon.
Yeah. Todd's a fucking hero.
My favorite is still the one where they upload content that's clearly not theirs, and at the end there's like a text picture that just says, remember to like and subscribe.
Right.
Tom and Jerry.
My favorite's always when I accidentally stumble upon like an old 2008, 2009 video with the Windows Movie Maker intros.
Oh, God, it feels like so good.
Classics. Those are gems.
Old 3 Days Grace.
It's like,
yeah.
It's like digging through an ancient Egyptian tomb and finding some treasure.
The treasure's lackluster to say the least. It's usually like Sony Vegas 6 tutorials or something.
Well,
but
is the treasure in, so is the treasure in Pyramids.
Yeah, seriously.
Yeah, they're not worth millions of dollars.
Nah. Mummies are just dead guys. Fuck them.
That's not special at all.
The value is sentimental at that point.
Of course.
Well, I mean, I'm sure if you dug through a pyramid long enough, you might find some premium quality razors from Dollar Shave Club.
Damn, smooth.
I knew it.
So smooth, like the shave you get from Dollar
Shave
Club.
I knew it. Those razors are so good. They're ancient alien technology, aren't they? Tell me, Charlie. Spill the beans. This was in the JFK files, right?
Yeah. Recently declassified JFK files.
Razor's so fucking sharp they killed JFK.
That wasn't a bullet.
They're giving away now, just for $5 a month, their shit shower and shave starter sets that has like 3 trial-sized versions of their most popular products. This was used by Ra and all the other, you know, Egyptian gods I don't know about anything about, or the
Horus.
The
Horus.
Horus, yeah.
Anubis,
that guy.
Anubis.
Anubis.
What was the lady's name? The queen. The queen.
Oh, God. I
Beyonce.
Think
Beyonce.
Fuck.
Shit, what was her name? Now I'm actually upset.
Yeah,
pick
up
battle.
Cleopatra.
Cleopatra, thank you.
She wasn't a god, she was a woman.
No, she was just a queen.
Yes, but
queen.
Egyptian kings and queens used to count as gods, Andrew.
The pharaoh, you mean?
Yeah, you silly goose.
Did they challenge him to a game of
Duel? Point is, Cleopatra had to shave her sideburns, all right?
Sungwon, let me ask you a question, yeah. if I may be so bold, and I don't mean to offend you with this, but have you ever in your life had to shave?
Oh man, I cannot grow real facial hair worth shit.
Wow, now
maybe
you just look like you insulted
just once,
him.
Though.
Do you wipe your bottom?
Sorry, what?
Do you wipe your bottom?
Do I wipe my bottom? Is that, yeah. Has anyone said no to that?
Yeah, you'd be surprised.
This is surprisingly the first time I've asked this question on the podcast. So.
All right, well, I do that. And
you heard it here, folks. Yeah. A ringing endorsement from ProZD for Dollar Shave Club.
Yeah.
You can
be a part of this.
You've been using Charlie's wipes for since the Egyptians lost power, and you were sent on your exile from Vine. So whatever, official. DollarShaveClub.com/official. Get your shit shower and shave starter set. You too, ProZD. Song one.
Yeah. For real,
officially endorsed.
We all us official boys all use Dollar Shave Club, and I personally love it. It's a great service.
Yeah, I don't need to shave, but I fucking love Dollar Shave Club.
You love shitting and showering, don't you?
Oh, at the same time, absolutely. I wholeheartedly 2 out of 3. Endorse Ooh. It.
Yeah.
Oh, we got
the
it all.
Doing backflips in the bathroom with Dollar Shave Club.
Endorsement of a waffle stomper. There we go. DollarShaveClub.com/official. Get your set.
For $5.
So, Sungwon, there's a question I've been wanting to ask. You do a lot of different voices. Is there one that is your favorite to do? Like, one that when you get requested, you're like, fuck yeah, I want to do that one.
Like for a job or just out, like, just for doing fun. It, like, in, oh, for fun?
Yeah, oh. Just for fun, like a request. If there's a request you get where you get excited for.
What do you sing in the show?
Versa.
Yeah. You know what's a fun voice to do just in general is, you guys know Edwin?
No.
Edwin is he's a classic actor, but you know the Mad Hatter from Alice in Wonderland.
Oh yeah, that guy. Yeah,
that kind of Philly voice, like that. You know that kind of.
Yeah,
it's a very iconic
Wait,
voice.
No, you,
I can tell
like
you have him in every video.
Sorry.
It sounds like the dude. It sounds like the dude from what's the Golden Brick Road movie? The old
Wizard of Oz. Lion.
Yeah, Wizard of Oz. It sounds like him.
Yeah, they're similar, but that one's more like if you know the character Snagglepuss, that's basically a Bert Lahr impression. We're getting into real nerdy shit here with
is good.
But
all of our audience know who these people are though.
Exactly.
They're big Wizard of Oz geeks.
And they love Edwin. But Edwin's an actor that gets impersonated a lot in cartoons because it's such a It's a very addicting voice to do.
Because, it sounds fun.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's one that I like doing whenever I get the chance.
How about on the inverse? Which one do you least like to do? Which one's the most painful?
Painful, I guess. As in physically or like, I fucking hate doing
just
this voice.
Which one do you hate? Which one do you hate doing?
Both. I want to know both now.
You know, I don't think there's, I mean, if I physically cannot do the voice like for a long period of time, then I don't usually do it. I guess something that would be like super screamy, like I've had to do like I did a game where I had to do like battle screams and death screams, and that shit tears your throat up. So it's not necessarily a voice, but sort of anything with lots of yelling and screaming, it can be real tough if you don't like manage your chords well. So
yeah, that makes sense. Yeah. And as for the character you hate doing, is there any that come to mind?
You know, I'm pretty much down for whatever. I haven't played a character or done anything where like I was like, this fucking sucks. I mean, I probably wouldn't get cast if it was not a good fit, I guess. So
yeah, that makes sense. Yeah.
I have a related question then. Where do you stand on the whole voice actor strike thing? Because before anybody gives me shit again, I apologize for my opinion 40 episodes ago, all right, when I made fun of them and said they're just greedy assholes. I'm sorry. Now I want an official opinion from a voice actor. What do you think of it?
I feel like it's going to be pretty obvious, but, you know, I think that I guess related to what I was talking about where, you know, shit can tear your throat up. Like it is, I think, important for certain things to be, I guess, covered and protected. And, I mean, I think there is a level of quality that, union voice acting can provide. And so, you know, for me, I think it's just like, I support them. And yeah, you can go like, oh, well, fuck them. They're just actors. And that's true. I mean, you know, whatever. But I obviously I'm slightly biased, even though I'm not union. So it's not like that. I'm even part of it. But even as just a fellow, I guess, actor, like I support what they're doing. And I think that, you know, not only for them, but, you know, a lot of people in the games industry, just like the whole overworking thing, like, you know, I think that shit needs to, you know, be improved. And I would love for, you know, other unions, yep, and like more protection of, you know, these really hardworking people, because, you know, game development is fucking hard, and you know, it's, it can be like really damaging to your health. So yeah, you know, I would love, mm-hmm, for more people in general to,
I agree. Okay. I've changed my mind ever since. It's been quite a while, quite a few months, but ever since I've done quite a bit of reading on it, because people, you know, they wrote to me and said, yeah, I was wrong about it and all that stuff. And I definitely see that now. But the nail in the coffin was me playing the last episode of Life is Strange, which I could not even finish because it just marred with technical issues. But even if I could overlook those, the voice acting is so, so fucking bad. And it's so bad because of the voice actor strike. They could not get the original voice actors, so it's so terrible that I bent the knee. I'm sorry. I apologize to all voice actors out there. Can you please get back to your jobs?
Yeah, I mean, I think a lot of people were like that. They were like, oh, yeah, fuck these guys. These fucking assholes. They, you know, make tons of money, but it, you know, once they're not in your game,
familiar.
Once they're not in your games anymore, and then you're like, oh, God, this is what
exactly
I put up with. Exactly. Instead.
Yeah. You go, oh, you think you're not replaceable? Fuck you, you dumb bitch. You don't do anything. But then you play the game, you're like, I need you.
Wow. Yeah.
I need you, but back.
Please, come home.
I'll change.
You're going to feel that way someday about Andy Serkis, Kai. I hope you know that.
Ooh, yeah. No. Fuck that guy. I hope so. I hope he goes on strike. I hope he goes on strike and I hire some fucking intern to do his part, and then nobody notices and he goes bankrupt. Fuck that guy. Fuck him hard. Fuck him in his asshole.
If you're listening, Andy Serkis, you're welcome to come on the podcast and defend
If you're
yourself.
Listening, Andy Serkis, Kaya wants to have gay sex with you. He is very adamant about it.
Oh, yeah. He's not a...
I wouldn't kick
him out of bed.
Yeah. Yeah. Another thing I'll say about... I mean, we can go on about fucking Andy Serkis after this, but
thanks for the permission.
Would want to add about the voice acting thing is that, like, for like a cartoon, the voice actors on those get residuals every time the episode airs. But video games, especially these AAA titles, where there's so much work involved, like in terms of just physical, like screaming and hours and hours and hours. And I would say much more work than a cartoon. But, you know, before this, the actors basically didn't get shit, even if the game performed well. Whereas, like, a Cartoon Network show, like, you know, like a fraction of the work. Not that it's not hard work, but a much shorter amount of time. And, you know, that's also a part of it for me. It's like, you know, the video game actors should get, you know, what the cartoon actors do, I guess, and because they're all part of the same union, so, you know.
Yeah, it makes sense.
I don't understand why they wouldn't, really.
Just bottom lines, I guess. Save a little
Completely
money here and there.
Right.
Maybe there's AAA games. It's because there's so... I don't know what I'm talking about. Full disclosure here. I haven't looked into this at all. But maybe it's because there's so many people working on AAA games. Like, it's easy for AAA studios to get into the, you know, 500 employees mark, so maybe it's harder
AAA,
to make a profit.
I think once you go AAA, it just becomes this company. It's more corporation than love and efforts really into the game, that at that point they don't give a shit. If I was to make a game with like five of my friends, I would absolutely say, hey, we're gonna split this 20% each of us, right? We're all gonna get equal. But if it was me and 500 employees, well, if I... What am I going to give each of them? Like, what, a 1%? That's like 500%. What the fuck? Like, fuck off. No. At that point, you're only responsible to your stockholders and all that kind of shit. So if you're like EA Games, right? Like EA Games. I assume that if you were a voice actor and you come into the EA Games offices and you say, hey,
you know, I want to make a person to just like cartoon voice actors or whatever. They're going to laugh you out of the office. They're going to toss you. They're going to call security and tell you to go fuck yourself. They're going to say, hey, you know what? Maybe FIFA 2019 doesn't need voice acting. Fuck all of you. They're going to make even a bigger profit. It's not like they're getting hurt. That's what I've noticed.
People keep buying it.
Like,
just I hope so. EA deserves profit.
If anyone deserves it, it's EA.
Yeah.
But that's kind of the sad thing is, even in the games that, just as an example, one that turned me off and completely switched my, well, it's not, it didn't completely switch my opinion on the voice actor issue, but the thing that finalized it and wrapped it up nicely in a tight little bow was the game Life is Strange, right? But it's still, it's enjoying an overwhelmingly positive review on Steam. They clearly didn't get hurt. They clearly still made a buttload of money. So, I don't
even
see what...
But does it hurt future products if they can't, you know, reach that same level of...
I assume they would, because what kind of negativity is there around it? I don't even see anybody bringing up the voice acting currently. I don't see anybody.
Well, maybe the new voice acting is actually not bad. It's just
no, it's atrocious. No. You could put a bullet to my head. You could put a gun to my head, and I still vouch for this.
Don't put a bullet to your head.
The bullet's already game over.
Kaya really hates metal.
You could put a bullet into my skull, and I'd rise from the dead, and still vouch for how bad the voice acting in this game is. I mean, goddamn, is it bad?
But they just need practice.
They're not suffering any repercussions for it. Neither are games like EA Games. I know we're all bitching about it, like, oh, microtransactions or loot boxes and all that stuff. Well, you're still all playing them. So what... Sungwon, so tell me this. What do you think... What kind of leverage do voice actors even have without any outside help from consumers like us? So what do they even have to present to a company when they ask for more money or better working conditions? Because I feel like they don't have any sort of help or leverage.
Well, the union is meant to do that for them, isn't it? That's right. The whole point of the union.
Yeah, well, yeah, but if you can just tell the union to fuck off too, what do they have left if they don't have the backing of consumers? And I don't see any backing.
I think they have the backing of, well, you know, some voice actors have fans, I guess. But not only that, but you were just going on about how you hated the voice acting in The New Life is Strange, which I've not played that series, but, you know, I think I heard about the whole Ashley Birch not being able to voice the character, and I think there was definitely a backlash. Like, people were upset about it, because I think people who liked that game were very attached to her performance as that character. So as far as I know, they've basically settled it, but I think if it had gone on and more of your, because, you know, for me personally, like, even if I wasn't a voice actor, before I was even a voice actor, I loved certain voice actors in certain roles. So if a voice actor got replaced, it would actually really bum me out. If it had kept going, and actually we're probably going to see a lot of titles coming out with a lot of either voice changes or not that all non-union is bad, but like ones that maybe should have been union voice acting but don't. I think a lot of video games got recorded during that period. And they're going to come out in like a couple of years, and you're like, oh, dang, like this is what could have been if this had gone on for like indefinitely.
I look forward to that. I love really bad voice acting.
Like, I feel like video games are like the one medium where bad voice acting can actually be enjoyable, and it doesn't take you out of the experience fully.
Oh, it does. No, it does. But I love it because it's really entertaining, especially Evil Within 2. The voice acting was all non-union, if I remember correctly, so they couldn't get like any good voice actors. It was just really entertaining.
That's not to say, though, just, you know, that anybody outside...
I mean, it's not the shit on them.
Bad or anything like that, but... Well, right. See, the difference, though, is when you play it, you don't give a shit if it's bad. But there's people who, you know... If it's Evil Within, they genuinely cared a lot about feeling like the game feeling right. And maybe the voice acting is just a little off and they get pissed off, just like I was with whatever game I was playing, right? And that's just a thing. But it's unfortunate, but don't get me wrong. It's just that your voice, you specifically, you enjoy shitty game. So...
that actually brings me to the next topic. So, Sungwon,
yeah.
This probably won't come as a surprise based on all the emotion I'm showing. I've actually been trying to get into voice acting.
Okay.
Obviously, I have a knack for it with my intonation and such. I can really, really sell feelings. And I just wanted to know, when did you go down this path? When were you like, you know what, this is what I want to do?
Like what made that, what was that initial spark?
Yeah. Like yeah. What was that light under your ass, or what do they call it?
Besides having a smooth, audible chocolate voice that everybody loved and told you should voice act.
Some pretext, that. Charlie's trying to get into the business, so he's looking for tips.
I don't think I'll ever make it in the business. Just listen to me. This is about the best it gets.
Well, it's really not about what voice you have, like, naturally. Like, when people say to me, you should be a voice actor because of your voice, you know, it's about the acting more so than the voice. Obviously, this helps, but I mean, I could be a shitty actor, and it wouldn't help me at all. I guess how I knew I wanted to do it was, before that, like, when I used to be and still am, like, a fucking nerd about, like, whenever I watch cartoons and shit, I would recognize, like, oh, this voice actor, I recognize this voice. He did this guy and this guy and this guy in these cartoons. And I would, like, read the credits and shit, because I was like, oh, is that, what's his name, you know? So I was, you know, really interested in it from that standpoint. And this was before puberty, which I fucking hated my voice before puberty. Like, sixth grade, I sounded like my fucking mom. And then in seventh grade, I like came back and I was like, hey guys, like this, like I rolled the fucking jackpot. Like, I don't know. Right. I feel like some,
sorry, just quit. How old are you now?
I am 26.
You already said that.
Oh, yeah, he did.
Same age as you.
We did a whole
age. Yeah, it was a whole age joke. Or was that even in the podcast?
That was off
camera. Okay.
Yeah.
We can do it again.
I'm asking for our listeners. I'm not drunk. Go on.
But yeah, I'm 26, and why did I say that again? By the way, guys, I'm 26 years old.
No, wait, you're 26.
It's because of the puberty. I'll help you. It's because of the puberty thing. You hit puberty at 26, and now you've got a deep voice.
Exactly. Last year, like this year, I was like, finally, like that took a fucking while. But I got this voice basically like seventh grade, and. From, I fucking lost my train of thought. Oh, we were talking about how I wanted to get into it. My friend wrote these, like, sort of, like, radio plays, basically, just for fun. And we would, like, he would get his friends to, like, do the voices for them. And, you know, I was shitty, obviously, in the beginning. But as I started doing those, I started really, like, I transitioned from, like, oh, voice acting, it's just like doing a silly voice, you know, to, oh, it's about the acting part, like actually getting into it. And that sounds so like pretentious and like, ooh, fuddy-duddy. But no, I mean, that's what I love about it. It's like becoming a character, not like kind of like not worrying about like, oh, do I sound like perfect here, just like becoming the character and sort of
it's like the difference between being a radio host and acting, really.
Exactly. Yeah, people when people say like, oh, your voice is great, yeah, maybe for like a, you know, like a announcer gig or something, but for acting, it's it's a different beast. I mean, it helps if you can have like good enunciation and stuff like that. So when I was doing these sort of radio plays, that's when it kind of clicked, like, oh, I really like the performing part. Like, it's not just doing the voice, but like actually being like, I was like a Russian. I remember the one I did, I was like a Russian boxer, I'm a Russian, you know, this big burly guy, this kind of thing.
And, can you please say, I must break you?
Sorry. Oh, I will break you. You know, that kind of thing. and that was like, I was like, oh, this is fun. Like this is not something I could play obviously on camera. Like, so I never had any aspirations to be like an on-screen actor. But voice acting, I was like, I can be this guy and do it. And it sounds like it's like, I'm really the guy. And I can act like him and do that. So from there, that was sort of like the initial, like, damn, I want to do it. But it was still many years. That was like high school. So I was like 16. And then when did I get? I got my first sort of paid thing was, shit, when was that? That was like 5 years ago. So like quite a few years after that, I got cast in a game called Apotheon, which was on.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. Whenever I bring it up, people are like, oh, yeah, what's that? I'm like, well,
it's a 2D.
Great aesthetic game.
I haven't played it yet, which I should because I'm in it. But it looked really.
Who did you play?
I played Zeus, the main villain.
Oh, man, that's awesome.
Yeah.
That is dope.
I'm actually pretty psyched that because every time I'm like, oh, yeah, I was in this. And they're like, what? Yeah, I'm like, well, it's a 2D action Greek. It's really cool. Look at a trailer. You'll like it, but...
Yeah, no. It looks... Like Charlie said, it's a really cool aesthetic. I love that. Like, it's kind of... It looks kind of like the side of an ancient Greek vase, you know, like the murals, kind of. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it looks really nice. I like that.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I was contacted by the casting director for that, and, like, this was a thing where, like, I had known about this because this casting director had directed a game called Dust, an Elysian Tale, which also had voice acting.
Mm. Oh, yeah. Yeah,
and,
I remember that one.
And that had all, you know, people who were like me, like, who are online. Like, you know, they don't have to live in the area.
So real quick, that's already where your experience and Charlie's splits it. You got contacted.
Charlie, I beg.
Charlie bust his ass to contact them, like... Dozens of game developers, those assholes never get back to you for some reason.
For about 2 years, I'd go through Kickstarter projects of like games that got funded, and I'd directly email them and be like, this is what I can do. What do you think? And just silence.
I got some. Okay, just to, in case anybody's listening and they're not on their computer, maybe you're at work or something, you're listening to the podcast. I looked up how the Voice Actors Union resolved the issue, and it seems that they settled,
yeah.
But they do not get residual payments still. They do not get a percentage. However, they get more of a payment for each session they do, apparently. Right. So when you do an extra session, they get an extra $70. And if they do 10 extra sessions, they get an extra $2,000. They settle on something like that. Apparently, all the many members of the union, they're not happy about this arrangement. But this is an interesting point I forgot about while I was reading this. Now, it seems earlier before the agreement, voice actors, they did not always have to be told about what role they were actually going to be voicing or playing. Mm-hmm. And now they kind of sort of will be. Like, apparently the companies have to tell them, hey, you're going to be playing. Actually, they don't have to tell you who you're going to be playing, but they're going to have to tell you it's going to put this much of a strain on your voice. You're going to have to work this much. You're going to have to scream. It's going to include things like racial slurs or technical terms. And all that kind of stuff. So they still get a little bit more. So they certainly get something out of it at the very least. But so Sangwon, how much do you know of that? Like the not knowing what role you're going to play. Has that ever happened to you? Where they, you didn't know.
Throw you in.
Yeah.
You didn't even know. I mean, for my stuff, I've generally known. Like they usually give you sides and like you have an idea of the character. But, you know, with the big titles, you know, they have to shroud it in secrecy. Like you don't even know what the name of the game is usually. Like you don't. Mm-hmm. So like people won't even like really know unless they're already kind of game savvy. Like they'll be like, oh, I didn't even know I was in this until people told me about it. So which is a little. Kind of fucked, but I know there was another
kind
thing
of fucked, and it doesn't help now. Apparently, they reached the agreement that now the voice actors will be told the code name of the game.
Right.
Which, how does that help? Like, yeah, we're recruiting you for Used Condom, the game. It's a code name.
Right.
What does that tell me? It could be Metal Gear. It could be Ukulele. What the fuck does that mean?
Yeah.
No, JonTron's got Ukulele covered.
Yeah, and Hat in Time. So, Song One, do you get typecast a lot? Do people usually...
Oh, my fucking
God. Now you're the ass.
Jesus. The professional over here.
God fucking damn it. Now we have to start all
shit
over
out.
Again.
God damn it.
A fucking hate non-union guest. I told you guys.
God. This is happening off
take
camera.
Take the call. Take the call.
You guys won't hear this in editing, call. But god damn it, this is the
Who
fourth
is
time we've done this
is it
whole
your
episode.
Agent?
Yeah, it's my agent that I have.
Get off the podcast now.
Fucking horseshit.
It's ruining you.
Anyway, so do you tend to get typecast a lot? Do people kind of look for you for... a certain specific role?
Andrew, before you interrupt him, let him answer the question first that I asked before I interrupted him.
There are so many questions I have, like, half answered.
Which is really excited to meet you.
Where were you on the night of July?
Like, I'm sorry, man. We rarely have successful people on.
Why didn't you answer your phone?
I'm gonna hit on. Okay, do I get typecast? What was the one before
yes.
that?
It doesn't matter.
Knowing about what project you get to voice act for.
Okay. All right.
Answer all these questions in one sentence.
Okay. I do usually know I get or the project that I'm doing, and I don't really get typecast, except some I get a lot of deeper voice, but I voiced higher voice characters as well. I was also in A Hat in Time, actually.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. That's awesome.
Did you play JonTron?
No. oh, was he in that? Is he a little?
Yeah, he's in that. I think he's like a shopkeeper or something.
Okay, I don't know if any of you played the game or know.
Not yet.
I have.
Okay,
a little bit.
I was the Express Owls in the game.
I have not reached that point.
Well, spoiler: there are owls in the game, I guess. But
voiced by someone.
Yeah.
What makes them Express?
They're on a train.
That explains it.
They're not expressive owls.
Okay. Amazon Prime owls.
How do they express themselves? Do they do it quickly?
They actually do kind of talk a little. They're like nervous characters, so they
Good for us.
Did you voice them all?
I do voice them all because they wanted them to all have the same voice.
Do one preview line for us, unless you're somehow contractually bound to where they will kill your family if you did.
I don't remember any of the exact lines, but the voice was kind of like a very nervous sort of owl like this, you know, just a very, pitch and delivery. They're very, like, nervous characters.
Yeah, it's beautiful seeing a professional work.
Good God.
What the fuck are we even... Oh, the typecast.
You're like us.
What are we doing?
Join us.
Why are we here?
Who knows, dude? Just
what's the point of this show?
Someone.
Every question I'm asked, it's like I should just cap answer and just pause and wait for the next question to come.
Just.
It's the Thunderdome.
How often do you masturbate?
Oh,
yeah, we can
talk
there.
Yeah. Enough to get it done.
No. Don't lie to me. I know you're married.
Sure.
Don't lie to me.
Yeah.
So don't fucking bullshit me.
We want the real masturbation scoop. None of this. From,
yeah.
Yeah.
This hoity-toity dance.
You probably don't have to jack
married
off.
People can still masturbate.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
No, they can't.
But he probably doesn't have
to. Pact
fuck,
before
I didn't
God.
Get the memo, but. Yeah, no.
Does your wife know?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I keep it a secret. Oh,
Tell me this. Do you do voices when you fuck your wife?
No.
Or anyone else?
No? She doesn't have to do voices. What is wrong with your wife?
Does your wife do voices?
No, absolutely.
I'd be like, do the owl. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. When I fuck,
right,
when I fuck my friends,
do you
I
get
exclusively do the owl voice. And do I get typecast? I guess I get... I think I answered this, but I think I get, deeper voice characters, but I've done a higher voice characters.
Too. It's like Crossfire.
You guys don't even give a shit what I say. You're just wanting to throw questions at me. You're not even listening to the responses.
If
it makes you feel any better, we were very happy and enthusiastic to have you on. I'm listening very intently.
No, absolutely. Now I feel bad now. Listen, Sungwa, one thing I think we're all grateful for is you said you come on the show and you immediately came on. It was like, what, we gave you like 2 days notice or something? Notice?
Mm.
And you said, yeah, I'll do it. And that's the kind of shit I love, because the thing we usually get is, no, I'm busy. Maybe someday in fucking, October, and maybe in February. I don't know. I'm
they have lives.
This is a day in October.
No, but
waiting on Kai's beck and call.
No, but you just know they don't have lives. All right, that's all I'm saying.
I think
what
we need
more insulting. I guess,
think what we need right now, we need a voice actor off, because Andrew also wanted to do voice acting things as well. So, Jackson, why don't you toss some voice acting, roles at us, and we'll each take turns and see who does it best.
All right, Squidward from SpongeBob.
That's all you, Andrew.
Do I have to?
That's all you.
You have to.
You have to.
We get it.
So your contract.
I'm not like professional man. It's when Shut I'm on the spot.
Don't be we're so try, shy.
Don't be shy. Oh, whenever you get shy, just remember I just got some whiskey on my keyboard.
You hear it?
So.
Yeah, he did a little bit.
I just did it.
No, do it again.
I'm Squidward Tentacles. SpongeBob, okay. You can't be stupid on Wednesday and Thursday. That's not how it works.
That laugh was pretty good.
That was not bad.
That's pretty
That's
good.
Awesome. Yeah. Can you do all Your of our ads reads that way?
No.
Oh, right. Please, no.
Now let's get somebody who doesn't suck. Prozidi, your turn.
Well, wait, I believe it's Charlie's turn to do a
song. No, Charlie, go.
We're going round robin. It's Sung Won's turn. I'll be the anchor.
It's Charlie. We're leaving the best to the last. Charlie, go.
You don't...
Mr. Squidward.
Mr. Squidward.
He's had a lot of problems recently.
Mr. Squidward. Are you talking in the mirror?
Sounded like he was disillusioned with himself. Am I Mr. Squidward? I don't know
Mr.
anymore.
Squidward, really?
Can we just sing one?
Yeah, show us up, please. Show us up.
Well, I mean, a common misconception is that voice actors are like perfect impressionists, but
oh, bullshit! Not... You're being humble.
You could have told us before we
do
started
the dance,
this whole...
funny man.
I can't do a very good squid. I mean, my Squidward would pretty much just sound the same, like SpongeBob, that kind of that thing. But
sounds better.
He wins.
That's it.
But I can do a pretty good Plankton.
Do it.
Oh,
okay. Ooh, do
Plankton,
it.
Yeah.
Do Sandy.
Although, now that I say it, like, I have to remember, I haven't seen SpongeBob in years, but he's like,
no,
Plankton sort of sounds like this. This sort of very aggressive little green guy. That kind of voice.
Oh, that is pretty close.
So good.
Yeah, it's pretty close. I'd have to actually listen to a clip, but...
Yeah, you'd have to just say, like, one day, Eugene, I'll get the formula. Do that.
That was kind of sad.
I think that was better than mine. I don't think I can top that one.
Well, I guess if he was falling down a well.
All right, Charlie, hit us with a Plankton. You're up.
Why are we doing Plankton now? It wasn't even Jackson's topic.
Because he talked shit.
All right, Jackson.
Eugene.
That's just you. Are you Plankton?
Eugene.
Jesus.
Jesus Christ.
Such
Eugene.
That's horrible.
All right.
This is why you don't get calls back.
Jackson, give us a better voiceover off. Don't give us a specific character. Give us like a person, like a thing
that's,
to
that's
imitate.
A, that's a good one. All right. Yeah. All right. So, Andrew, I'm going to set the tone for you. You're in a bar in the desert, and you're a sheriff. Go.
Well, all righty, Pilgrim. I see you coming into my town and drinking my whiskey and my wine. But I don't think that you're right for this town because you ain't got no horses.
Horses? You have to have more than one?
He's got no horses. He's not allowed in a horse town. No horses.
That's a good point.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah, yeah,
they're pretty strict
point.
About that horse policy.
Yeah, the
Charlie, you're up.
Maybe lock them doors and turn the lights down low.
Shoutouts to Wheeler Walker Jr.
That's all I got.
All right. If you could show us up song one, please.
I'll go a different take. Instead of doing like the greatest sort of southern one, I'll do I'm the sheriff of this here town, and I call the shots around here. Yeah, that's my
that's
take.
Charlie, I don't know why you and I try anymore.
I don't know why I chose this game.
That was pretty much 1-to-1 with what I pictured in my head.
God damn it.
You win. All right, now Charlie, you're a mermaid.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Yeah. Eugene. No, Eugene. This is not what someone signed up for.
And yet I'm okay with
this poor
is
man.
Is doing anything for you?
He wanted to have a good time on a serious podcast.
This has all been an elaborate ruse to arouse you, Song One. Is it working?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, great. Well,
that's good, because it's your turn. You're a mermaid.
Yo, I'm a fucking mermaid. I don't know. That's out of my
brain. Hey, yo, I'm a mermaid. Yo,
what the fuck?
Bananas.
I'm a fucking mermaid here.
Hey, yo,
Jesus, fuck, I'm a mermaid. Look
so
at me go.
Cents.
I'm swimming here. Get the fuck out of the way. Anyway.
Get the fuck out of the way. I'm a mermaid.
Yeah. Well, in terms of traditional mermaid
values, Godfather.
I think I'm on top.
Mermaids originated in upstate Brooklyn.
Do you get this a lot, sung one where a bunch of annoying cunts just tell you to make voices.
I have been
making fun of your craft.
It's okay, you can call us names. It's completely fine, be honest.
Yeah, I've had some fucks ask me to do voices like a fucking little marionette, little puppet, but I'm usually
to be fair, I also made Charlie and Andrew do it, so
that's not fair at all, Jackson. I love doing this stupid shit. Yeah,
we were all puppets that were told to dance.
Yeah,
I love Andrew's nerd voice here.
Kaya, you what?
I love Andrew's nerd voice when you do the nerd, I play Magic the Gathering kind of voice.
That's just Robot Chicken. That's just like, I have 17 pocket protectors, all organized by alphabet.
That's a classic.
Yeah, like classic. That one's not hard at all.
I love that.
So if we want to jump ship from this dance monkey dance game, song one, I really, really wanted to know, who are some of your favorites in the business, like some voice actors that you really take to or enjoy?
And you can't say me, I'm already here.
Right.
or if that's too broad, maybe specific performances that you really like.
I mean, do you know voice actors by name, or should I like list roles too?
I will Google them faster than you can name them, baby.
Either way, whatever's
okay.
I'll be the guy. I'll be the tech guy.
Say well, I can give like examples if you don't know the name, but I really, mm-hmm. I mean, like kind of like the god of voice acting is like Frank Welker. He's basically, I mean, classically, like, you know, Fred from Scooby-Doo is like the sort of Scooby-Doo default voice, but he's done every animal voice you've basically ever heard. Yeah, like he did. Like,
he did Tom and Jerry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, probably. Like I mean, his credits are. I mean, not just animals, but like he's done. You know, he's classic Megatron. You know, he's
wow.
And he's an amazing one. But in terms of just technical ability, some of his animal noises are just terrifying that they come out from a human mouth. Who else is really good? Corey Burton is really good. He does a lot of Disney stuff, like you know the character Ludwig von Drake, the sort of scientist duck guy.
No? Yeah,
no, I remember that. Okay, yeah.
He's the current voice of him, and he's like he does like an amazing like spot on of him. He's like, who else does he do? I think he does Captain Hook now. He's like he was Zeus in God of War. You know, he hasn't. He's like Dale in Chip and Dale. He has an amazing sort of range. Jennifer Hale's really good.
Jennifer Hale is fantastic. Yeah, I love Jennifer Hale.
She's very good.
Commander Shepard.
What does she do?
Naomi from Metal Gear as well.
Mm.
Or not Nate. Naomi. I'm right. Sorry.
Okay. I mean, I could go on. Like, I'll just say some names that people can Google me. You know, Tom Kane, you know, Tress McNeil, Rob Paulsen. So many just amazing, amazing. Those were the ones that I kind of...
Tom Kane.
He's like Professor Utonian.
I got photos of a politician. Oh, this is Tim Kane. Wait.
Sorry, Kane.
It's Google's suggestion. Sorry.
K-A-N-E.
So, bouncing off that, though, are there any specific roles that you like? You might not care for the actor at all, but maybe their one performance in something is very, really stands out to you? Like any specific voices?
I'm trying to think if there was anything like...
Because I know... The way I've been inundated and growing up, I'm trying to bounce stuff off of them.
If any of you have been playing fun games, guys, because I got one routine that Andrew loves to do.
Song one, it's become a tradition where Andrew will ask a leading question, but before anyone has a chance to answer it, he's like, well, in my experience.
Okay. Go ahead.
You weren't going to go? I want you to
go. No, I have one. It sounded like you were thinking about it.
He's shy now.
I mean, okay, fuck it. So, growing up, I know now that I can't read a Batman comic without
crying.
I'm like drunk. What's you guys' excuses?
I don't know, it got me giggling when Andrew did the video game corner thing, but with someone in a different time.
Totally did that, but I can't see Batman media without reading it as Kevin Conroy's voice.
Oh, yeah, no, yeah, he's amazing. Yeah. Mark Hamill's Joker is amazing.
Oh, that too, very absolutely. Too,
Yeah.
How do you feel about Nolan North?
I like Nolan North. I know...
Who's the other big one?
Troy Baker.
There's another big
is
prolific.
Troy Baker.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people give them shit because they're cast in a lot of stuff. But for me as an actor, I'm just like, yeah, fucking good for you guys. Like mm-hmm. you're rolling in it. Like, that's the goal. But they actually have very good range. And yeah, they get cast. Like, I think people used to say the same thing about Steve Bloom, who is like Spike Spiegel. Like, you know, he has a gritty voice, that kind of thing. But he has a really good range. And he gets to do it, but people just go, oh, well, he does the same voice for everything. And it's that kind of going back to the kind of like idea of like a voice actor needs to do lots of voices to be a good voice actor, which is absolutely not true. But those guys, have really good range. Like, there are plenty of things where like, you know, Troy Baker does a really good Mark Hamill Joker and is basically the Joker whenever Mark Hamill doesn't want to do it. Which that's a fun voice. Going to the fun voices, that's like a fun voice to like emulate, like that sort of, you know, that kind of Joker voice. That kind of thing is really fun.
Jesus.
just in terms of like musical voices, like that and like Edwin are like really fun. But in terms of going the topic of like a voice that like our performance that I really like that isn't due to range is you know Mandark from Dexter's Lab?
Of course.
I can't even really do it that well, but that sort of nerdy voice. That guy, Eddie Deason, that's his voice, basically. And that's, like, all he's ever done is, like, voice nerdy characters. But he does it so well that it's a really good performance. So, yeah, mm-hmm. there is that kind of misconception, like, oh, well, Nolan North, he gets cast as the everyman hero character. Like, he's just Nathan Drake in all the games. And it's like, well, it's not like he's choosing that. Like, they're just, they liked him in that game. And I actually think that.
Do you think that's the typecasting thing we talked about a couple of minutes earlier? Where, you know, you're just the nerd voice.
With Eddie Deason, I think it might just be. He doesn't have a wide range, which is not a bad thing. Like, I think that's just kind of like he plays to his strengths. With Nolan North, yeah, I mean, if I wasn't saying Nathan Drake isn't literally Nathan Drake. I mean, he gets asked to voice a lot of Nathan Drake-like characters. Like, he was the guy in, what, Assassin's Creed or whatever. I forget his name because that first game was really boring, but Desmond, so I think.
Completely correct.
And so, but I also think it is actually a very valuable thing to be able to act in your regular voice. And like, if you can't do that, then it's, you know, you have to be able to act. I think that's the most important thing. Because people are like, I can't do lots of voices. It's like, well, one good, solid acting performance in one voice is better than 100 shitty Family Guy impressions or something like that. You know what I mean? Like, an impressionist, I'm not shitting on impressionists because that's a whole nother talent. Some impressionists are amazing.
What do you mean by impressionist? Because when we hear the voice of somebody who's not in... doesn't know a whole lot about the voice acting business, we think about artsy fuckers and that kind of stuff.
Oh, okay. Like people who do impressions of either actors or cartoon characters. There are some actually amazing ones of that, but I think there is a sort of misconception like, oh, to be a good voice actor, I'm going to do all impressions or all whatever, but it doesn't. And also, it doesn't really help you because unless Tom Kenny dies and they need a new SpongeBob, your SpongeBob voice is not going to help you. I would say instead of focusing on like impressions, like take inspiration from voices and maybe tweak them or, you know, do something else with them. Billy West, actually, who is you guys know Billy West, Futurama. He's like, he gave really good advice that was like a bad impression is a brand new voice. So it's a voice that no one else has really done. So you can not worry about like, oh, I can't do all these, this, this, and this, and just find your strengths, develop them, and then also really focus on the acting side of it as opposed to the voice just the voice, because you can't do the that's the most important thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm guessing it goes the other way too, where it's people assume that all voice actors are also great impressionists.
Oh yeah. They'll be like, "Can you? Oh yeah, do Peter Griffin." And it's like, I can't. I mean,
we heard your mermaid. That's all the evidence we need.
Yeah, exactly. Do a Squidward. So, right. Sungwon, tell me this: how many roles, or rather, what kind of a have you ever had to turn down a role? I know we just went on and about how the acting part is just important as having the beautiful voice, but I'm sure you get a lot of messages like, "Hey man, can you, you know, my friend, he's studying at UT and he's making a student film project or something, can you voice act for him?" I'm sure you get a lot of those, but
sure.
Any serious roles that you had to decline because maybe you felt like, it's against my ethics, maybe it's against my working conditions or that kind of stuff, or just didn't think it would fit?
I haven't had anything like that. I would turn down something if I felt the sort of script like went against something that I, you know, thought was cool or like moral, you know. I wouldn't do whatever. In terms of limit, I mean, I feel like it'd be either that or a physical limitation. Like, let's say, like, the voice was just too hard to do. Like, maybe in the audition it was, like, good for, like, that 30 seconds, but trying to do it for, like, more than an hour, you know, it so, something like that. But I haven't had to do that yet. And then, in terms of, like, people asking, oh, yeah, I get asked a lot. But, and, like, back in the day, I used to, when I was, you know, no one knew me, but like now it's like there's too much, like I cannot
right. Oh,
what,
look at Mr. Big Shot.
Well, I mean, he's very good at what he does. I mean,
oh, absolutely. I don't mean that in any negative way. I thought it was cool.
Meanwhile, I'm voice acting in goddamn everything. I did a voice acting thing for someone's indie Flash game they posted on some obscure Flash portal website not too long ago. I'm treading water in the voice acting category. I'll start doing porn sound effects before long.
And that's actually a point I want to go on. Like, you say that in kind of like a, that's actually a good
thing. Condescending, right? Charlie's condescending.
No, not condescending, but like self-deprecating way. But I think that sort of attitude is a good attitude. Like when, oh man, I'm not shitting on him. Yeah, I think it's actually a positive attitude. Like when you're, what I would encourage anyone who wants to do it is, first of all, and I mentioned this way earlier, but you were saying you were like looking at people's Kickstarters and, you know, taking the initiative.
Yeah.
I think that's actually a very good thing to do. And there are sites out there, like forums and casting call sites that will post sometimes even paid work. And like actively seeking out that shit and like working, like auditioning for everything. Like, you never know what one thing will lead to like another thing. So that I should probably do it more. Like I'm just kind of lazy, but, you know, back when I was first starting out, oh yeah, I was auditioning and doing any sort of whatever I could do to get my voice out there. And then also I encourage people to like make your own shit. Like the fact that, you know, you're, and I assume all you guys are making, well, I guess I'll focus on you, Charlie, because you want to be, or actually Andrew, you wanted to be a voice actor too, right?
Me too. All of us. Just focus on
all of you. Okay, all of you want to be voice actors.
Bring it in, team.
Yep. All right. Yes. Let's team huddle. I encourage you to make shit.
To me?
Yeah. Make your own shit. Like, make shit. Put it out there. Like, we live in an era where you can just make shit and it's out there. Like in the 90s, they didn't have. You had to write a letter and like give your fucking physical CD and like pray to God or whatever you just that. You get anything, and you know, but now, like, that going back to that Apotheon job, I got that job because the casting director at some point, like, needed a voice that sounded like Professor Layton. I don't know if you know that character, but
Yeah.
Okay. And so I had done like a video where I did a Professor Layton voice, and he saw it. He didn't contact me, but he sort of filed me away in his mind. Like, okay, this guy's pretty good. Maybe in the future. So like that email I got from him where it felt like it was seemingly out of nowhere. It was because I had done that one thing. Like, you never know with this shit. So that's why I'm always like, make content that showcases either your acting or your sense of humor or whatever. You know, put that shit out there because you never know. And then it also connects to like the idea of auditioning and putting, like, even if it seems like, oh, it's just a shitty Flash cartoon or mm-hmm. whatever, but
I hope that guy's not listening. I didn't mean it was shitty.
Yeah.
You did a great job. I never said shitty. Mean. It sung one insulting.
Yeah, I think your cartoon is shitty. No, but I mean, you never know. Like, someone might watch that and go, hey, I really like this performance. I'll cast him in something.
I think that's the same as like any kind of entertainment. Like, the primary advice to give with any, like, getting into any entertainment job is to just put yourself out there, really.
Mm.
Well, yeah. Songwon, tell me this. First of all, you're good at it, though. That you just said that.
Jesus.
What?
Before we move on, there's just one more thing. For the little Easter egg for all the podcast listeners, he mentioned the forums where they do pre and paid work. About 3 years ago, I posted like a public demo reel on one of the casting calls, and it is perhaps one of the worst auditions that has ever graced the forums. I can't quite remember what the forums were, but it was for like an army game going to Steam.
Okay.
So anyone who's up for a little scavenger hunt, track that bad boy down and burn this podcast to the ground with how bad that is.
Don't worry, Charlie. It'll be on the subreddit in 10 minutes.
Nothing's going to burn this podcast down, damn it. But someone, you were... Actually, let me do a detour here. Do your friends really call you Songwon, or do they have a short name for you? Because after Songwon, I'll just call you S or like Juan.
I'm lazy. Do I have a nickname?
Yeah,
absolutely not. Like,
really?
No, it's Songwon. Like, if anyone tries to call me like Sung, I'm just like, it's not.
Okay, I'm
sorry. Kaya, you insensitive fuck.
Piece of shit.
Yeah.
Not insensitive.
I apologize for him, Mr. Songwon.
Hey. Songwon, before you keep going, I'm Turkish, all right? Technically not white. You're being racist, not me here, buddy. All right?
I'm not the one who did the shit. I'm reacting to you.
No, fuck you, buddy. I can turn the social justice on you, not you on me, all right? So the actual question was...
Someone do me.
No, fuck you, Jackson. Nobody cares.
No one likes you, Jay.
Yeah.
No, actually, you know what? We could be like the Men in Black, like, hey, J A C N K. That would be cool. But anyway, S. At you, Songwon.
That would have been cool if I was 8 years old again. Yeah, probably.
I forgot my question.
I can hardly believe that.
I apologize for Kaya's downward spiral into madness.
The alcohol is finally catching up to him.
I had a good question. You assholes misled me.
What do you mean misled?
You misled yourself.
No one threw it. Yeah, no one threw a red herring at you or anything. Distracted. You just fell apart.
Kaya, you tripped on your own shoelaces and said, "Who pushed me?"
Jesus Christ, Andrew, it's really awesome hearing you talk kind of loud when you're a room away. I just heard the echo echo all the way over here.
I know, it feels great.
Oh,
echoey room.
I was going to say, Songwon, you're really good, though, at putting yourself out there, because you make, I'm going to be honest, no shade at our previous guests. They're all good people and all that, but the first YouTuber, since you're technically on YouTube, that I've laughed at is you, because you're really good at packaging your humor into, you know, bite-sized packages. And I personally think that's a difficult thing. You know, I'm sure you get a lot of haters, a lot of, you know, people saying, whatever, he makes like 5 second long videos where, you know, he doesn't have special effects. Sure. He doesn't have a personal editor. Anybody could do this. Look at this guy, whatever. But I think that actually takes more effort to, I don't know, I'm just impressed personally by your ability to make little pieces like that, that every single time they almost hit the front page of Reddit, you know? You're really good at it.
Well, I appreciate that. I try to capture sort of the spirit of Vine, like the idea of like putting something short and something with the shittiest production value possible, which I think is, which I think adds to the humor. Like, yeah, I could go and get an amazing camera and like have like amazing production values. But for me, the focus is always like the script and the timing and the performance, like just get it in. And then really, I think, you know, people, you know, loved to shit on Vine, like, oh, it's so easy or whatever. But 7 seconds was tough. Like getting whole concepts down to that was genuinely like an exercise in writing. And so when I got to do, oh, I can do 30 seconds now. It's a fucking like luxury. Like, oh man, it's, but it also is an interesting exercise because it makes you really, cut out fluff, like padding in the, sort of execution and the punchlines and that sort of thing. Like you find like, you know, there are great longer skits. Like I love, my all-time favorites are Britannic, if you guys know those guys. If not, look them up. Audience, Britannic is fantastic. But the worst thing is when you get linked like a 6-minute skit and it's like half, yeah. like it's just, it drags, you know. So I guess the advantage of the format I have is it's quick, like, because no one has fucking an attention span anymore, unfortunately, but. That and I can kind of really execute the punchline in as efficient and hopefully maximized way as possible.
You're amazing at it, man. Yeah, that's a reason why I think you would be an amazing either lawyer or politician. Because because in the sound snippet world that we live in now, where anybody can take everything out of context, where, you know, they take a 2-second sound clip and they take it out of context and shit on you and all that, you're amazing at packaging your comedy into 2 seconds, which is a difficult job. I think you would be like invincible if you ran for office. Can you just run for office so I can have a dweeb in office? That would be awesome.
Never. No, thank you.
Fuck you.
Thank you for calling our guest a dweeb, by the way.
Not a well, nerd. Like a not in a dweeb.
Well, we're all dweebs here. That's
true.
Fine.
That's true. We
are. I'm a geek.
Who here doesn't watch anime? Come on.
Me.
Oh, fuck you then.
Whatever, Jay.
Oh, look at Chad Jackson.
Seriously, here comes
so what?
Jay,
did you know Jackson had up to 8 friends in high school? Fuck Jackson. God, yeah. Fuck him hard. Fuck him in his asshole.
Well, I mean, that's how I got friends.
Blow me.
That'll do it.
All right, I think we're going to wrap up here. We've been going.
It's been about an hour and 20, yeah.
We should definitely.
That sucks. I'm enjoying
goodbye.
This far too much.
All right, Song One, do you have anything to shout out? You want to plug some shit?
Not my asshole. Well, that afterwards. But yeah, sure. I mean, I'm on YouTube. Twitter's I don't know, just Google Prozd, Prozd, you'll find me in some platform or something. I do skits and other shit and voice acting and yeah.
Absolutely. So I'm not gonna let you off the hook that easily. On behalf of all of your fans,
sure.
Where the fuck are newer episodes of your podcast? Why haven't you made new ones?
Ah, okay.
Because you knew where around competition.
That's true. I've been fucking busy. I am probably gonna start it up again because I'm doing more Twitch because YouTube is fucking garbage. So I will say there's more of that coming. So maybe you'll see that on my channel. But yeah, so that's where you can find me. Just Google that shit.
Go check him out.
Yep. Well, really appreciate you having come on, man.
No, yeah, this was fun. You know, this was. If you want me on again, let me know. This was a lot of fun.
Oh,
thank you.
Are you just saying that?
No, no. I've been lucky in that all the podcasts I've guested on have been good ones. Because otherwise, I would not say that shit at the end.
Of course, he's only guested on this one.
little known fact, he has been on no other podcast except this one.
Right.
You can only find him in podcast format with the official podcast.
Not even his own one.
Not even my own. Yeah, this only this one.
All right, well, really appreciate it, man. Yeah. Thanks for watching, everybody.
Thanks, everyone.
Thank you, and goodbye.
Stop your recordings, please. Don't stop your recordings. Just don't stop your recordings.
Why don't stop?
Yeah, are they still going? Is everyone still going?
Yeah, I'm still going.
Why?
Yeah.
All right, just clap after one for me.
Jesus.
How many sinks do you need?
No, I can't remember if we did one before when it fucked up.
We did. I'm sloshed. I've been drinking ginger ale and whiskey. What is wrong with you?
There was just a lot of noises then. I just couldn't. Three, two, one.
Oh, God.